starting a new life in Australia isn't easy.
A lot of companies have rejected me.
Sometimes I feel like, oh, I'm gonna quit, I've give up.
Work in Progress is a podcast to help skilled migrants rebuild their careers in a new country. You'll hear inspiring real-life stories, expert advice, and valuable tips to help you find a job and advance your career. Work in Progress. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.
Vous êtes avec SBS French. Retrouvez les rubriques sur sbs.com.au/french.
Sur fond des conflits au Moyen-Orient, la visite bilatérale entre l'Australie et Singapour de vendredi dernier a eu pour objectif de parler de la crise énergétique. Les deux pays partagent une close relation. Ils se sont promis de tout mettre en œuvre pour continuer à se fournir.
Les se tournent vers Singapour pour obtenir des garanties sur le carburant. Le Premier ministre australien Anthony Albanese n'a pas attendu longtemps pour une visite la semaine passée. Il est l'un des deux seuls dirigeants mondiaux avec le Sud-Coréen Lee Jae-myung à avoir obtenu une rencontre avec le Premier ministre de la cité-État, Lawrence Wong, depuis le début du conflit. Les deux pays partent tout autre membre de l'Agence internationale de l'énergie. Ainsi, l'Australie et Singapour se sont engagés à tout mettre en œuvre pour répondre à leurs besoins énergétiques respectifs. On écoute Lawrence Wong.
Let me extend a very warm welcome to Prime Minister Albanese and your delegation to Singapore. It's very good to see you again, my friend. I would have preferred, of course, for us to meet under more favorable circumstances. Unfortunately, these are difficult times, not just for Australia and Singapore, but for countries everywhere. The conflict in the Middle East is disrupting global supply chains and energy markets. The effects are rippling across the global economy. As open and trade-dependent nations, Singapore and Australia feel these pressures directly.
La cité-État est le plus grand fournisseur d'essence d'Australie, représentant environ 55% des importations, et son deuxième plus grand fournisseur de diesel, derrière la Corée du Sud, avec environ 15%. Le Premier ministre de Singapour revient sur l'alliance entre les deux nations.
We must work closely, move faster and stand together. Not just to manage the risk, but to protect the well-being of our people. And that's exactly what Prime Minister Albanese and I have been doing. Two weeks ago, we spoke and issued a joint statement to strengthen our energy security. Today, we took that further with concrete steps to reinforce our resilience and to keep supply lines open. First, we agreed on a simple but critical principle. We will keep trade flowing between our two countries. Essential goods will continue to move between Australia and Singapore. That includes liquefied natural gas, or LNG, which Australia supplies to Singapore, as well as refined petroleum products like diesel, which Singapore supplies to Australia.
L'échange commercial est d'importance entre les deux nations. Le Premier ministre australien a déclaré que Singapour se trouvait dans une position particulièrement forte en matière de carburant grâce aux capacités de traitement de son île de Jurong. Les explications d'Anthony Albanese.
Singapore is Australia's largest two-way trade partner in Southeast Asia. And my government, upon coming to office, had developed the Southeast Asia Economic Strategy to 2040 closely. And clearly saying to all of our partners here in Southeast Asia that we were prioritizing the relationships in our own region. Singapore is one of our closest strategic and economic partners, and my government has invested a great deal in this relationship. This is my third official visit to Singapore as Prime Minister, and it's the fifth time that Prime Minister Wong and I have met bilaterally. The last time we met was in Canberra last year when we formally upgraded our comprehensive strategic partnership.
Bien que les approvisionnements aient été sécurisés pour plusieurs semaines, les prix semblent se montrer pessimistes et se préparer à une éventuelle crise économique.
Vous voulez entendre d'autres rubriques comme celle-ci? Écoutez-les sur Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify ou n'importe où où vous obtenez vos podcasts.
A new asset. SBS Music Station is coming.
SBS Pop Euro.
Filled with Eurovision hits non-stop.
You want more?
Tune in from the 1st of May.
On DAB Radio, online.
The SBS Audio app.
And SBS On Demand.